true. That's what he, that's what showed me. Rule 900. Hi. This year is being sponsored by Official Zimmerman, Zecher Mishach Tzvi Hirsch, and Yaakov Moshe Halevi of our Shalom. This week's topic will be Negeya Chiyas Chometz. Are you allowed to sell Chometz? A person who we know forgot to sell his Chometz, or from Mechal Shabbos, and also from stores who are open on Pesach, you're allowed to sell the Chometz. And what happens if the person says, I don't want you to sell my Chometz? Can you still sell it? All the topics we'll talk about this week. The Mechaber says in Arachayim, in Siman Tov Mem Ches of Gimel, Chometz Shavah all of our Pesach, Asbana. Chometz that you do not sell for Pesach, it's Asbana. Fil Nech B'Shegeg. Even was B'Shegeg or Aynes, it's Asbana. However, the Machai, I Nostrum, Lady Huda, Shemichutz Levi, is Kohen Pesach. If I sold it to a guy, or I gave it to him, and he takes it out of the house, I'll be so Machai, Lady Huda, Yudei, Shuliga, by Klau, Nostrum, Lady Huda, I'll be so Machai, Lady Huda, Yudei, Shuliga, by Klau, El Yishmerena, La'arach HaPesach, as long as you sell the guy Mechir Gemura, then you don't have a problem with Chomash Ola Pesach. And as you sell with the Kinyanim, what it says in Tav Mem Ches, it says all different types of Kinyanim that they are done to make the proper Mechira. Now, before we start the Halacha, we're going to put it into various seven type of Eifanim, seven type of cases. First, that's the Mavar is someone who Shem Shabbos, and he forgot to sell his chametz. And the Rav knows he comes to maybe sell the chametz, but he can't find him. He tries to reach him on his cell phone, can't find him. And it's a good chance he forgot to sell his chametz. Is the Rav allowed to sell the chametz without the reshus from the meicher, from the owner of the chametz? One shayla. The second shayla. If the person is not Shem Shabbos, he's not Shem Shabbos, not Shem Tov Mitzvahs, and he wants to sell his chametz for Pesach, and we know that he's going to eat chametz on Pesach. The stuff that he sells, he's going to eat on Pesach. Is the Rav allowed to sell it? Because it could be if he's going to eat the chametz on Pesach, it comes out his vatel mechira, so maybe he should sell his chametz, or afal pikein, he should still sell his chametz. Third shayla, we have to mevara. Let's say companies and stores that the buy them are Jewish-owned companies, and the owners are Mechalei Shabbos, and they come to the rabbi and sell the chametz, so that after Pesach, the frum people should be able to come buy in their stores. Are you allowed to sell the chametz? Are you allowed to buy from these places? First of all, can you sell the chametz? And second, can you buy from these places after Pesach when the stores are open on Pesach? A fourth shayla to mevara. If a person is not Shem Shabbos, and a family that's not Shem Shabbos, but he has children who became Balei Tshuva, sons or grandsons that became Shem Tov Mitzvahs, and they want to go sell the chametz of their parents, without even telling the parents, without telling the parents, for two reasons. One reason is they don't want the parents to be able to buy Lord by Matzah, and the Chomet Seunit, the stuff they eat, you can't do anything about it. But they say they have in the pantry a lot of cookies, they have a lot of food there, and they don't need all that food. So at least on that food that they still have, which they're not eating on Pesach, they're not able to buy Lord by Matzah. And the second reason they do it, is they sell the parents' Chomet, because after Pesach, if they come to the parents' house and say they're married already, they want to visit the parents, or the same in-laws or something like that, and you can send them on the kashrus, so they should not be shayla from chametz over Pesach. Because if the person sells chametz, then you can't eat that chametz after Pesach. Sometimes the children, the enikah, come, and they want to eat in the house. And if they didn't sell the chametz, it's Shabbos Chomesh of Pesach. So they sell it not to tovus them, they sell tovus they themselves. Not only turns the finish over by Yor, by Matzah, but also selling for they themselves should not be Shaila from eating Chomesh of Pesach. Another Shaila, fifth Shaila. What's it then if a person, Mechal Shabbos, he hears that his children or someone is selling their chametz, and he's under the tzavach, I'm not asking to sell. You have no right to sell my chametz. He's coming for, he's protesting. And Lahakas, he wants to be over by Roy by Matzah. And he chametz on Pesach, it's a curse, he doesn't care. If you say, it's still Mechila, he's under the tzavach, he says, I'm not asking. You know, he hears about the children are selling his chametz, I'm not asking. Is the Mechila a good Mechila or not? Six Shaila. We have to move on. What's the din if a Machal Shabbos bought chametz on Pesach itself? Is the chametz after Pesach? Is it necessary? Can you use this chametz? He sold the chametz. Is that, was that Nichla and Mechila? No. He buys chametz on Pesach. Is that Nichla and Mechila or not? And if Shem Shabbos can eat from there after Pesach. The seventh Shaila is.
Sold the chametz and then he bought another
batch. No. The person, the Chal Shabbos, bought chametz on Pesach. On Pesach.
And what about before Pesach, the chametz?
It was also sold, but now he bought, but the, well, also the stuff he bought on Pesach, is that is their problem after Pesach with that. And if Hashem Shabbos can eat from this chametz after Pesach. The seventh Shaila is, a store that buys chametz, that's a personal person. And let's say a store buys chametz during Pesach, you see they get a load, they get a shipment of chametz on Pesach. If after Pesach they're allowed to buy from the store, because Esher, that's Nichlal, Esher's not Nichlal, and the stuff that was sold in the Mechira. So these seven Shailas we'll be discussing today. They gave the first Shaila. If Hashem Shabbos forgot to sell his chametz, could someone go and sell his chametz for him? Can the Rav sell chametz for him? The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Yigimel Ma'av, says clearly, chametz shehufka etzel echad. Let's say chametz that were mafkid, I gave it all someone to hold on to it. In my bar at Shor Hamishis, you didn't come to pick it up by Shor Hamishis, Yimko Nachri. We tell the person, since the person in comfort, sell it. And the Mechaber says, that's what the Gemara Pesachim. And the Mechaber says in Archaim, and in Archaim, Tofnem Gimel, Sif Beis, Yisrael Shahari B'yadah Chemsa Sheisrael Acha B'Kadam. If let's say this is it's going on the Gemara we just mentioned, the Gemara Pesachim just mentioned that Yisrael that Chemsa Sheisrael Acha B'Kadam Yakvena At Shor he shall hold on to it until Shor Hey until Shor Chamishis on Erev Pesach. In my bar by Rav Yikrani Yudin, if the owner doesn't come of the chametz, he should sell it. He should sell it to a guy. So Mishmur speaks out there in Sif Kon Yir Aleph. The reason is that Kemeshiv Aveda, the Achak Yisro Anor, it's like Hashem's Aveda, because like this, it's going to come out to Banor. So therefore, you should sell it. You should sell it. The Bialach happens to speak out also of the Bizam from Achrein and Komakon, the Mafkid. Also, wherever he is, he should see to sell to a guy. It should be selling on the person. Who's holding on to the chametz, he should sell it also wherever he is, because maybe a nifkar will forget to sell it. Right. Same thing is mefurish in Mechaber in Chashem Mishpat Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Yudzayin. The Mechaber says like this: Hamafkid chametz eitzach haverai vegeir Pesach. Hamafkid chametz eitzach haverai vegeir Pesach. If someone's mafkid chametz by somebody else and Pesach comes, harezel leigabai. At Shor Chamishis Vayon Yudalot. She not touch it until Yon Yudalot for Shor Chamishis. Kam Eilach Yachal Yaitzer V'Moichah V'Shuk. He could sell it in the street. L'shaitin Nech Hashor V'Savei L'Bailam. Because the Mitzvah Hashor V'Savei to the Bailam. So that's the Halacha that says Mefurish. That you're allowed to sell someone else's. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Shua Shal Shus Bei Yitzchak Orchaim beginning of Siman Aleph he asks the Kasha. He says, who gave a shus to a nifkit to sell it? For a person is now allowed to sell Dalashen Shalai. Even if it's Hashem's Aveda, But as long as no gilui das from the Bairam that he gave him just to sell it, you have no right to sell it. That's what the Yisachon is. So he says, Akocha, you have to say that since he's Latin, he's called Zach Adam Shoah Defanov. Because it's a schus for him. And we're Amir Das of the Nifkid. The Vada is Nichalai and such a Mechira. So he should not lose his Nechasim. So if it's a good Mechira, he's not over Bayura. And he's not over Bayura. So he's saying also from Issa. So remember that at Zach Adam Shoah Defanov, you're allowed to sell his chametz.
Question?
Yes.
The Nifkad could technically keep it. Couldn't he wait till the last minute and then sell it and keep the money?
Keep the money?
Yes.
It's
a Shavuos Aveda.
He doesn't have to have Shavuos Aveda. It's not a real Aveda.
Why not?
He needs something there.
Why not? It's a real Aveda.
It's a real Aveda.
Yeah.
I would say since he's allowed to sell it, so therefore he can sell it.
He's selling us to save him from Issa. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, what if I don't want to be,
you don't be a nice guy.
I don't want to be a nice guy. Don't use me something which is worthless. I can keep it. I have a right to sell it too. No, I'm going to sell.
You can take and sell and keep the money.
Instead of
when we have a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, I don't know if you could do that.
But no, but a minute before Pesach, before it
all right. So that's what the Yitzchak says. Alzachon shalai b'fonav. I'm a das and nifkad. Yivad is nichalai. You should sell it. Shouldn't lose the money. And plus, you should not ever buy it off. Yitzchak brings a raya, a stronger raya. He says, Amos says in Yerdeya, in Siman Shin Chaf Ches Siv Gimel, Chava says like this, by Hichas Chala, Ein Mafishin Chala Beli Rishus Bal Isa. The Chava says, you're not allowed to be Mafishin Chala without asking the owner of the dough. So Amos, Kosser Amos, Shem Tzuris Hadashin, Mir Im Yadinan, the schus of the Bal Isa, but let's say you know it's a schus for Bal Isa, if you're going to shahay see some iskakelas, if you're going to wait around, it's going to get makuko, it's going to get not right achila anymore, not right to use for baking. Murta lito chala b'loy shusai. You'll have to take off chala without the shus from the owner. Why? Because the Ramah says is the zachem the adam shalai b'fanav. That's what causes shem chumas hadashin. And he says further, the Ramah quotes the Chumash Hadashin further, the Chem Mishorsis, Shebebayis, Yechai Lelitav, Chala. And Mishorsis in the house allowed to take Chala. B'loi Rishusay, without Rishusun Ona. King Agila, Hilapamah, Shebebayis, Nesla Rishus. Because it happens sometimes, you know, you have the Mishorsis is Jewish and from, so she knows what to do, and sometimes the Baal Buster gives her Rishus to take of Chala. And the Shach over there, in Sifkot Nehei, brings on the back that argues and says the Mishasis is Mutter Tekhala Rak is a Shash Kilko. Well, no Shash Kilko in Alata. So the Shach ends off, the Komakam, he says to the Evid, the Mehifish Lord Vishus, the Nechalai Babai, Shehifish, have a Chalam in Tolas a Hafish. But let's say the Mishasis took off, even though it won't come a Kilko, but the Shasis took off a Chalam already, so Mela, you don't have to be Mafish again. And same thing speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan and over there in Shin Chav Ches in Sif Kot in Zion, he said quotes the same thing, and he's Maisif that if he tells him clearly I don't want you to be Ma'afish, he's Ma'afish, then certain Pasha just back to that Pasha. So we see from here the Amakon where he's Merutza, we say Zach Adam Shad Afonav. This is the Raya Yitzchak brings to his side. He's a Tshuva on Achiezer. Achiezer and Chelgal Simchav Ches Aizayin, he's Maisif. Dafka, if it's Chuz Bara, he says Zachem because when on Saturday that time he was right, there was a Ratzin Mashalech for this, and Dami it's like someone does a Shlip of Fesh that he wants to he should do this Chuzai or the Tavasai. So in such a case, then it helps such a thing as Zachadam Shlag Ufonav. However, the Ksais in Reish Mem Gimel and Sifkat and Ches and also the Makevis HaMishnah in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, he argues on Ramah B'Shem Tshuvas HaDeshin, he argues by Chala and brings a raya from Tosfos and Nazir, they say Zachem Le'adam, that's when it helps. But here Zachem Me'adam, because when you give it, when you're Zeichet, you take it away from the person. If you're being zechah, you should get into the shuras. Then you zechah adam. The zechah may adam, then it doesn't help. So therefore, the ksais, and over here by chametz, it's you're taking away from the person, you're selling to someone else because you're taking away from him. So in meila, it's zechah may adam. And zachem yadam you don't say. Only zachem yadam, not zachem yadam. One second. Give me a chance. A chance. Okay. So anyway, that's the ksais. And my kevus ha-mishnah, they argue on this Ramah and Shusha the Adeshim. However, there are many achreinim that argue on the ksais. And we'll see soon, like you're about to say, in the ksais will be made in our case. There are many achreinim that argue on the ksais. There's some seifa in Ibn Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simin Aleph. He says that it's drawing Bruhim. He says, just like you say Zachem Yadam, he says Zachem Yadam. And the Raya Gufus for Chometz, he's being Raya for Chometz. So the Chay allowed to sell Chometz for Shoah Chamishas. I have Chay Zachem, I, how can the Chabad be Matthew sell Chometz? It's Zachem Yadam. So am I, you see Zachem Yadam is okay. That's what Chassam Sefer says. There's a Chirim in Cheshleima, from Shleim Zalm Orbach. Madur Tinyana Simit Kuzayin, he brings also the shame to first three from a Tversi from a one of the big Paiskim, first three, Evan and Evan Ezasim Mandais, and also he quotes from Charles of Truspis Avram, Evan Ezasim Kufalov, and same thing Vaisais from Shai Chuba, in Orchayim, Toflam Dalas of Konches, and same thing from Furish of Piskachuba, in Yeridea, Simishichav, Dennis of Konvav, and same thing argues the Chuba by Yitzhak. Yitzchanan in Archaim Siman Aleph Anav Gimel, and same thing the Chazanish in Yerideya Siman Kufzai Pesiv Kan Aleph, and same thing Zvaisites from the Abnei Meluim and Siman Lamed Zayin and Sifkan Yubeis. He brings down that you say Zachem Meyadim also. He argues, he says different writes Abnei Meluim the same Mechad of the Ksais, but there he says opposite what he wrote in the Ksais. You say also Zachem Meyadim. The Chuvim Bei Yitzchak brings down Kamarayas connected the Ksais. Brings down Kamarayas connected the Ksais. And Makaris HaMishnah. One Raya brings is from Gmorg Suvis. In Gmorg Suvis, Dr. Nechess HaMoral says, Misha Nishtata, Sonu Lailena became a Shaita, Bezin Yerdin Lachasov, Vizanim Afanasim. Bezin goes into his property, and they take money to feed him, and fast him as Ishtai, and find his wife, Abanav, his sons, Bnais of his daughters, the Dov Acha. And also, he's in Farnish Dov Acha. So Gemara asks, what's called Dov Acha? Zeh Tachshit, that's Tachshitim. The Lai Nichalei, the Tenava, even though the husband now is a Shaita, but she doesn't, wouldn't want, we know his das is, he won't want his wife to look Menilovic. She should learn the price. So he wants her to buy Tachshitim, even though he can't see it, he can't enjoy it, and so on. And so Nan Sadeh, that is Nechalei in such a thing. So Chayyah, it's talking about a Shaita. And still you see, you're allowed to take from the Shus of his, take away from his Shus, Machmas Zachen. So you see, you say Zachen Me Adam. You take it away from him, and you say Zachen Me Adam. That's one writing. The second Raya brings is from the Machaba in Chashim Mishpat, they say, very stiff says love. The Machaba says, then Hifke Reitz Lacha, if that says Mafke food by somebody else, yes, Yosef Bechus Reinem, and the food is getting rotted, more than the natural that gets ruined. Shem Smaitim, in Baal Pekodim, Be'ir Yadieno. If the Baal Pekodim Machaba says, you should let the owner know about it. However, if he's not in the city, then Bezdin sells it. And the Biagwa speaks out in Sifkot Mem Aleph. Why? He brings on Gmor Pesachim, because Zachem Eyadam. So you see clearly, another case, not like the Ksais and not like Keres HaMishnah. A third Raya, Yitzchak brings is Anav Zayin. He says, he brings on Mechadah Choshe Mishpat and Simen Shinu and Test of Beis. The Mechadah says, Asa Ligzal, Afil Almasa Shalom. Double up from the Nana. You're not allowed to steal from somebody and say, listen, I'm going to steal it, I'm going to use it, and I'll buy something nicer for him. Yesh Derak, Im Eim, a Tishlum Ben. Only if the Tishlum Ben is not in anymore. Why? Because, like the Smash speaks on Sifkan Rav, then maybe he won't have what to shema by yiloi ma'ashamach. He won't have to pay. Avim hein be'en zatim mechaba kim shem yafa shadav lekeis kusu lehem yiska isam lebayim my deyacha. But over here he's not really stealing, because since he's buying something nicer from there, from what he took, so meila he's mezakef for bayim my deyacha. So the shach speaks out. In Sifkan Dalad, it's Dafka in the case you know it's a schus for him. So David, someone's David Amid Lemacher. But let's say it's a chetzer beisai, where he's not going to sell, then you also, in the whole mechaba, then the whole Yeshayman is not Negea. And saying it speaks out to Machan Ephraim, in Hichaz Gzeila, in Simon Hay, Ledina, that David that's Amid to be sold, you're allowed to take Al Nas Lashalem, Idata Masashalem. So Zakob Yitzchanan, in Kim Koshke Chametz. Since it's Ahmed, it's a Zichar Vada, it's a Salter guy. So we say on Saturday, the Vada, he was Sratzer, should be sold. So you see also another case, he says Zachem, May Adam.
Question?
Yes.
Will you say that by common sense, in all practical purposes, it is the Haroma, the sale, you're going to buy it back a minute after Pesach?
Yeah.
So that's not really selling anything of the guys?
We're going to talk about that soon.
I don't have to hear it, but.
Yeah, right. We'll get to that. Okay. Another raya brings in Gemara b'Metzia Daf Chaf Tes on Beis that says, "Mat tefillin. Someone finds tefillin, some dimeyim and menicham. He shots at what the tefillin is worth, and he can wear the tefillin." And the Gemara says also, "Sending Gemara says by other Vedas." And it's also it mentioned Chashim Mishpat and Simei Sam Zayin. If something starts to rot, Marichim beBezdin. Kim is that Asher Dabar Emid Limacha? Because if not, he'll lose everything. So in Cain comes out, Koshke Chometz, Vadai, since it'll be Yasha Banor, so Vadai's Emid Limacha. So, and so you see again, he says, Ezachim Adam. So it comes out that many riots, that you're allowed to sell the Chometz to somebody else, even though it's Zachim Adam, and not like Xais, and not like Mekeres Mishnah.
Last riot, please.
Huh?
What did you say, the last riot?
Someone has food that's getting rotted. It's getting rotted. So you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it. Last riot is talking about tefillin. Tefillin that you found a pair of tefillin. You don't know the owners. What you do is you shots up the value, and then you can wear the tefillin. And same thing other vedas that let's say on food it'll get rotten, and so Bezin sells it because it's Ibn Gamacha, because not all the foods can get rotten. So you see that Zachem Adam that he's selling something that. You take away from him. So you see, he says Zachem Adam also. However, you could say, so we see Kamarayas that you don't say Zachem Adam. However, you could say that even the Ksais would be made by Chometz. Even the Ksais, even though he holds normally, you say you don't say Zachem Adam, but Chometz, he's made. Why? It says Zachem Adam. Because even though right now, before Pesach, is made Adam, but at the end, it's going to be Lo Adam at the end. Okay, what Moshe Rabbeinu wants to say. That at the end of the day, even though right now I can't use the Chometz, but I'll be able to use the Chometz after Pesach. So even though right now, after Pesach, it's Me Adam. But at the end, it'll be Lo Adam, because after Pesach, he'll be able to. I think that's what you were trying to say. It's Achal, at the end of the day, it's Achal Adam. Besides, it comes back into his Rishus, since he sold it. So Meila, because if not, everything would come also by Noah. So if, since at the end of the day, after Pesach, he can have Noah from it, so then it's Zacham, Ladam. And,
I thought the
Rav
said at the beginning that
you can't even go on
the
shop
and sell it.
What? If he wants, he can do that. If he can do that. He has the right to do that. Well, let's say it's like a regular case in a house. He sells the Chomet, he's got to sell it, so it's not going anywhere. So in such a case, it would help them. And I saw in the Micha Shleima, we quoted before Micha Shleima of Dei Ma'adu Tinyana, he brings this thing, but then for some reason, he says, why does some sefer they say the Svara? You know, it's a Tainus, it's a very good Svara, but Lamaisa, why does some sefer? Because I said, being a writer of did you do Me'adam also? Why does some sefer say Chometz is different? So let's say he wants to be matka the Svar a little bit. However, it can be matka all the rights of Yitzchanan. Because the Gemara, the Mikrei Kodesh in Pesach and Chelik Al and Mikrei Kodesh and Chelik Al from Pesach, the Simon Samuel says, the end of Shtar Mechius Chometz, he writes, he says this is the lesson he has. Ranachnu, it's going on Besdin. Maknim, the Hakaina, and now call a Chometz, the Achainu Beis Yisrael. El Shashacho, Ele Shashacho, Lilcha Chetzam. We're selling the Chometz for all the Jewish people that forgot to sell the Chometz. Hinana Maichal Mitzad Zachon Adam Shloi Befonav. We got Maskiyam Loi Mekremes HaChometz Ha'aglam Yikna Yikam HaChometz. We sell Chometz from everybody. And the Moidu Mizmanim. From Moshe Shtembach and Chede Gimel. Sim Reish Sam Tess. I say, he says even further. If he does it through Bezin, even the Ksais will be Moidu. That's a Bezin has a Koyach to Mesakit HaKonat HaHefka Bezin HaHefka. And they have a right to misakin to take out your shoes. And in fact, if by hefka doesn't hefka, there's even a machlekes if you're allowed to, it just be mafka or more that you're allowed to makna to somebody else. Like they best have a hefka. So you're also, since you can be makna like the yacha to somebody else because you say hefka doesn't hefka. So meir for sure. So all the finim that Yitzchak Chana mentioned, connected size is only it's talking like the bezin. So here, in the Ksais of the Maida, they say Zachem Me'adam. Because here it's like the Bezin, the Kerech of Bezin, is a lot stronger. So Maida comes out the Dina that I'm allowed to sell the Chometz to somebody else. Even the Zachem Me'adam, the one reason it's destroyed is because Zachem Me'adam at the end of the day. And if you don't say that, still it's a Kerech Bezin, even the Ksais is talking about. It's such the Maida that you say Zachem Me'adam. All right, now let's go to the next Shiloh.
All these cases. Or he doesn't want
to,
the Baal of the
Chometz. Well, some cases talking about challah, there are different cases.
I'm saying that if the Baal of the just forgot to sell the Chometz,
yes.
So you're allowed to do it without his knowledge.
Right, yes.
Let's say he doesn't want to sell the Chometz.
We'll see later. If he says he doesn't want it, we'll get to that. All right. Another Shiloh. The challah Shabbos. And he eats Chometz on Pesach. And the store, the store is open on Pesach. A private person eats chametz on Pesach. He's not religious. He doesn't care. Or it's a storekeeper that's open on Pesach. He sells his chametz. Is that mevatel the mechira or not? And secondly, can he sell his chametz or not? There's a tshuva machzor of Avraham and Arachayim. Chaim Simon Peizayin, or Chaim Chelkal Simon Peizayin, he declares the Shaila if it's Mvato the Mechira or not. If it's Mvato the Mechira or not. The Inglad Tzorchim. There's a Chumar Amshik, Amshik and Archaim in Simon Reshei. He says that if he's Nana from the Chometz on Pesach, Sur Mechira, Nana from Chometz on Pesach, or he eats it, it's a Yivatul Mechira. And suddenly he speaks out that Divim Akira and Chevdal Simcha Beis Yod, that if you sell this Chometz, and he's Nana from Chometz on Pesach, or he's eating Chometz on Pesach, then he's Yivatul Mechira. And suddenly he speaks out to Shoyim and Simba Alocha, he quotes the same thing, the shame, Shal Shuas Piyasada, in Chedigim and Simcha Chofei, that says, that you sell chametz on Mechal Shabbos, and you know he's eating chametz on Pesach, or he's having enough from the chametz on Pesach, like a storekeeper selling the chametz, or he's eating it. The din is it's a vatzot mechira.
Even though it's two different chametz, so he's not eating a chametz which was sold; he's eating a different one, right?
Doesn't make a difference. Same thing speaks out in Shuvah Sanhagas.
Why isn't the koyach the mechira?
We'll get to that. Now we're going to that. We'll see the argument. It's machoikas. Same thing speaks out Shuvah Sanhagas from Moshe Shtembach. In Chelikal Simon Reish Peches, he says the same thing also, and at the end he quotes from the Satmar Rav, he's also something Rav like that, and he's Meister from himself, the Meshach Shtemach Meister himself, he said, it's a Chomashal HaPesach, or it shouldn't be Chaitzah Nischa. And here, he has both ends. He's selling the Chomet so that people come after Pesach to buy by him. And then also, he could sell Chomet on Pesach. Or you can even eat it. So it's a chaita nitzcha. So it comes out according to Yeshitas that will be all the chametz of this store
or the private person who sells chametz and he eats the chametz on Pesach, then it has its chametz, the chiyus batel, and it's chametz shel Pesach. And it's also to buy from the store after Pesach, Medina. Because the Yeshen is a nomizem, because the chiyus became batel. Is a tshuva in Tshuva Shai, in Chelek Aleph, or Chaim Simem says even further. He's talking about a factory that makes schnapps, makes schnapps and beer, which is chum, we see today is chametz gomer. No, today schnapps chametz gomer, and beer is also chametz gomer. No, today, so it's chametz gomer, and the mechal Shabbos, and they sell the chametz, and the whole thing, the selling is, you know, like a joke by them, and they all know they do it today. And we all know the storekeepers and the companies, they do it is because they should buy chametz, that the Charedim should buy us the Pesach from them. So he says it's not chal de mechir at all, since he's not mechavim bechlal to be makna over. He's not mechavim bechal. And there's a tshuva in Keren LeDavid in Archaim Simchov Gimel that brings there's an eitzah, the mechal Shabbos should sell his chametz to the Rav, and the Rav should sell it then. So then he gives an eitzah around it. But the Maisa, the Tshuva Shai holds the Mechir is not help at all. And it's mashma from him that even the Mechal Shabbos that Nenna from the Chomis on Pesach, Gam Kein, the Chesnat Chal, the Mechira.
Why does that
happen? Huh? Because it comes at the Rav from you now. It belongs not to the Rav. And the Rav, and he always goes stealing from the Rav, that's all. It's like a canunia, a loophole. Okay? We'll see about that soon. We didn't talk about that yet. Right. Huh? Because the guy is Erech Yid, so by he's stealing from the Rav, it's at least it's not about the Mechira, because the Rav did a good Mechira. Okay. Alright. However, there's a child to Shulas Be Shleima in Arachayim Simon Pe Gimel. He says very shortly, he has all the Kolam of what's called of by Pesach. But if a Mechal Shabbos sells, and he says clearly, the Mechir is not, doesn't come bottle. More Mephorish is an Igris Moshe. The Moshe in Archaim, Cherekal, Simakuf Memtes, says Pashit, that's not Mavatel Mechira. Give it said, it's not a Mechira to the guy. It was written that if someone takes, when you sell it to a guy, in the Shtam Mechir it says that if the guy takes something, what you sold already, that belongs to the guy, so you should menaka the amount that he took away. Let's say he took away a box of candies, which is chametz, and the guy and you took it from it, so that's it's not, so you have to pay. So it's just you have to menaka the sach that is chayv to the guy, and what he took, what he didn't take yet, it still belongs to the guy. The noise of Mechir is not bottle. And the Chal, where Moshe Tainis, it's not trying to vatel kinyan. I made a legal kinyan. Even though the guy thinks it's all, it's nothing whatsoever. But still, after Pekin, it's a regular mechira, and it's kinyan and not Christ also, since it was done already. And he's no bailam on this to vatel it. He bought it. If he takes from it, he's a gazlan, and he can't say igamus afrei he didn't sell by shalom. The Vadi writes a. He wants it to, should be a good sale. So Mela, the Rav should mishtadl. This way writes in the first tshuva. Yishtadl, a Rav, linka chometz, shol chemen, ish apsu, api Pesach. She tried to mishtadl to sell the chometz of a storekeeper, Michal Shabbos, that's open on Pesach. That's what he writes in the first tshuva. In the second tshuva, in Archaim Chag Besim, Sajdal, he's Maitsev. He says he also gained on a deal that these people buy from after Pesach, they buy from the store, then not over Chomesh Rol HaPesach. And also they gain that Mayach Chemri is not over Bayura. And the stuff he didn't sell is not over Bayura. Only what he takes to sell, that is over Bayura. Since he's a Mumma Teyavain, and the Shitas that say, you don't sell a Teyavain Rosh of Yamas, so Mela, you have to be mizdatei. You have to try to get to mishtado to sell his chametz. Avam ikka, you have to. Uh,
And also, the Iki you have to worry about because people are going to buy from the store after Pesach. So you should not be over from Chomesh or Pesach. Then he's Maisif. One thing is Maisif, important thing. He says, our the Rav should not give a sign, they should put a sign on the store that the Chomesh is sold. You should not put a sign that he sold his Chomesh. Because maybe he might have a problem after Pesach. He might buy things from there that he bought, that the storekeeper bought on Pesach itself. And Emerson, the Rosh, should tell the owner they should not buy any chametz on Pesach. Okay, you want to keep your store open, one thing, but make sure you don't buy any new products. You shouldn't buy any chametzik products on Pesach itself. And he ends off, and Moshe ends off, that the Rav thinks that Meir's the time, he doesn't want to sell the chametz of the store. He has a shus. He feels, if you have an asai, that's better not to sell the chametz. Let's say there's other stores around there that you can go buy, or grocery stores that can buy, so he doesn't want to do it. He has a right to do such a thing. And Moshe writes again in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Daled, in Siman Tzadik Vav, that he says, he changes a little bit what he wrote in the first three tshuvas. He says you should not buy from, even though he says if you buy from the store, you're not out of Chosh or Pesach, but he says really you should not buy from the store after Pesach, because maybe he bought chametz on Pesach itself. And even you don't know if he bought or not, but still Afal Pikein, he says, it's much if they buy on Pesach, so Mela, you're allowed to buy from them only if it's bar, you know for sure he didn't buy on Pesach at all. Only if you bar, they didn't buy on Pesach at all. And if you did know he bought, then of course you have to wait enough time until he sold the stuff he bought on Pesach. So it depends on certain stores. Certain stores have a shelf rate. I don't know how stores work. Most of big stores like the big department stores like Jewel and Jewel, what other ones are around? Thompson are around. Stores have a very short, they say that the food goes fast over there since a lot of people come in store to buy. So the shelf rate is not that long. It goes real fast. It's a Jewish store. Depends on the store, how big how many customers he has and so on. In my time, I remember when I was a kid, they used to say certain stores in Williamsburg, you can't go there until Lag B'Omer. Because by Lag B'Omer, you're sure that by then, he already got rid of his stock. The certain stores in Williamsburg that were Mechal Shabbos. They used to say you shouldn't go to these stores until after Lag B'Omer. But I think if it's not Lag B'Omer, it's Lav Dafka. It depends on the turnover of the store.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about that. We'll soon talk about it. All right. There's a tshuva in Chelkas Yaakov. So until now we mentioned that they're allowed to sell the chametz, even though they're selling chametz on Pesach, you're allowed to sell the store on Pesach. And we said, Rav Moshe writes, a person should be mishtadel to sell their chametz. There's a tshuva in Chelkas Yaakov, in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph, the newer prince, it's Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Tzadik Daled. He says, even a stronger lashon, you're mechoyev to sell the chametz of this store that's open on Pesach, to mafish, then for Misa as much as it can. Even the one who sells the chametz, he sells chametz on Pesach itself, it's not mevatel mechira on what's left over. And he brings a raya brua from a tshuva in Devar Chaim. In Devar Chaim, in Chelek Beis, Siman Mevav, he says, a yid that's married to a non-Jewish woman, you're allowed to, the Yisrael Muma that's married to a Nachris, they always sell the chametz the Yisrael to the Nachri, the Mechira helps. Even though he's married to a Shiksa, still the Mechira helps. He says, we always do everything to save people from the Issa by Roy by Yomotza. That's what brings the right. It's not such a Kloraya, but he says, What? Because he's an Avrayan. He's married to a non-Jewish girl. Why should sell? Why should Mechira help? He doesn't care about this whole thing. He's probably in Chometz on Pesach. But after Pekin, Mechira helps.
Does he allow you to sell it? Does he allow him to sell it to his wife?
He doesn't talk about that. But interesting, I once had the Shiloh. A guy called me up. He says, I want to sell a Chometz to my wife. So he told me that. So one second. Sell a Chometz to my wife. I said, the Chometz I want to sell. You know, I didn't understand where he's coming from. So I said, my wife's not Jewish. You see, people are worried more about Chometz of Pesach than married to a Shiksa. Crazy world out there.
Huh?
Huh?
So what did the dying say?
I told him what the din is. He's out to sell to his wife.
Can you give it to her?
Huh?
Can you give it to her?
Can you give it to him? All right. They asked the Shabbat, you have to tell him the din. Yeah. Huh? All right. It's a guy, you don't say that. All right. Yeah, that's only by the Gaish law, by Jewish law. American law, you don't say Mashakonsi Shakona Bible. I think the law is 50-50, no? Is that anyone a lawyer here? It's 50-50, no?
Depends what state. Depends what state you are.
No, Illinois is not a community property state, so it's not.
So if they don't have children,
if they don't have children, and when he dies, she gets 30%.
30%. Who gets the rest?
Whoever is inheriting.
Uh-huh.
All
right.
That's assuming there is no will.
Uh-huh. All right. The mashmois. So we brought down Chakas Yankim that says, you mechuyev to sell the store that's open on Pesach and to mafshim for Misra. Whatever you can. Innocence mashmois like that is from Shulchan Aruch Rav also. Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Mem Ches Enesif Kon Yigimel, he says that you're allowed to sell the chametz. It's not about the mechira. And sending brings down Ladina, Nishom Tzum Ba'alocha Kutusachen then the Simon Kuf Yudalot. So it comes out according to the Pasha of Kuliyama that someone is Mechal Shabbos, he sells chametz for Pesach and he's not Mishtamish Mechal the chametz on Pesach. Did he sold like the Atzmai was truly sold? Certainly the Mechir helps. The only Shai was talking about because the store is open on Pesach and so Shai is about the Mechir or not. But Stamim Mechal Shabbos or a child goes sell his parents chametz and they're not getting the chametz on Pesach, so for sure the Mechir will help. Okay, now what happens if the person, this Mechal Shabbos, is such a Ryan? And they say, the son tells him, I'm dead, I'm selling your chametz. He says, I'm makbid, I don't want you to sell the chametz. He's only in Tzaveach, and he says, he doesn't want to sell this mechir, I don't want you to sell my chametz. There's a mechir, but the son goes ahead and sells it anyway. Is the mechir okay or not? So, machoikas apaiskim. There's a shuvim doiv mishoyim from the Shabina Rav, the Chelgal Sim Lamed. He says that if you sell the chametz without his yediyah, Even he's a mumma, let's say Yavan, the Mechir helps. So he heads off, but this is only Parshat if he's Nisratza, when he heard about it. But if he hears about it, you did it. If he heard it later, and he's Meicha, then it doesn't help. So call your coin to him, a coin Shabina Rav, so someone's Ayman Tzaveach, and says, I don't want to mask him to the sale, then Nisratza is not a sale, and it's Chomot Shalom HaPesach. However, there's a children Chakas Yankif, and Chedegim Asim Lamalaf and opened, and the new print, it's Archai and Sim Kuf Sadidalot, is Mashmi Agzon Shabina Rav. And he says, since if he doesn't sell the Chometz, he's going to Yaiva, this person is Ayman Taveach, that he is not masking to Bechira, is going to Yaiva Issa by Rav by Matza, and also Chomet Shalom HaPesach. So Mela Chachas for it to say what the Gemara says, by Gittin, it says, Kaifin Isai Achi Yemi Reitzani. Why? Because it's mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, and the Rashbam speaks out. In Baba Basim and Chesam Aleph, he says, this is Russian. Ki amar reitzani gama baliba lagasha b'mitzvah kavod. Nachas shechel chacham reitzi. Since chacham is chayiv neesah to divorce his wife, so in Mela he has to, it's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. So if he'll be kafir until he says reitzani. And the Rambam, the famous Rambam in Hichas Gershon, in Perek Beis, Halacha Chof, he says more. This is Lashon Rambam. Avol Amtakfa Yitzay Harav levatal mitzvah. Let's say a chapter yetara to levatal mitzvah. Or last levaya to do levaya. Vehuka atche osedra dava shechayv laseisai. And the bezin hit him until he's chayv to do it. Or atche nisrachek midava shechayv laseisai. Ainze honest imenu. Aber who honest matzma bedate ra. Really, it's not sinner honest. He's honest himself. The fikach ends up the Rambam. Zeh she'ena writes to the garish. This person doesn't want to divorce his wife. Me'acha she'hu writes to Elias me'Yisrael. We know he wants inwards. He wants to be part of Yisrael. He writes to last is called mitzvahs asrachim veretz. Really, every yid has a chuka to do all the mitzvahs. Misachim veretz just Yitzchak hutakfai. Just if Yitzchak doesn't let him. Yikim she'uka atche tashash kaychai. And since it doesn't hit him. So he gets shvach, remember right sani, kra grish mitzaini, siddet, grish mitzaini. So koshkein chametz, so kosh come according to this. So Dr. Chakas Yankov, koshkein chametz, when you sell the chametz machmas einzai, nashe, ein, it's not the kaycha levatel mechira, mechira sid mechira. And the same thing I saw in Mikroi Kodesh, from the Tzipesa Frank, in Chel Gal Simnai Nalof, he brings down a rajba, and Machdafrayim that says, when it's a schuz gama, even it's Ahmed Tzaveach, he doesn't want it, it's you say Zachim Lai Bakocha. So certainly, he's going to write over here, it's a Bayroi by Matzah, so certainly he doesn't want to be able to buy Bayroi by Matzah. So certainly, in such a case, even Ahmed Tzaveach, the Mechira is a good Mechira.
Huh?
Right. Correct. Correct.
Is it a mitzvah from stopping another yid from eating chametz?
Is it what?
Is it a mitzvah to stop?
Sure, sure. The question is like this, why? All right, one second.
The Zion has mentioned before that you can't invite a yid on Yom Tov because he's going to drive.
Right, yeah.
So now what's worse? Can you invite a yid for the Seder? And so what's worse? Him driving or him not eating chametz for one meal?
You say in such a case...
What do you do?
You don't invite him. You know he's going to chal yontes to drive a car.
Meal,
doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
Well,
he's doing an issa. He's doing the mitzvah through issa. So driving a car, you're not allowed to. It's a chil Hashem Shabbai. You're not allowed to do it. So Shlomo Zalman writes that. So in a hell like that, the Moshe has a number of chuvas. The Rayash has kama chuvas on it. The kama chuvas saying you're not allowed to. In fact, I once asked about Yashiv. I once asked him. That on Yantif, what's the issue driving a car? Havara. Havara, Ramam Shit is Mutan Yantif. The other Shayim argue. This is Rabbanan. But at least there was Shayim, it could be Semichan, the Ramam Shit, Yelata, Havara is not us on Yantif. So he told me, it's not the driving the car, it's the Chil Hashem Shabbai, that people drive up to your house on Yantif to Seder. There's no Heta. There's no Heta.
So it's better that
one
that he's going to eat home
with one extra. I'll tell you a story happened. Yeah. This was going back in the 70s. In 1970 when the first wave of Russians that came into the United States. So the highest put them all in East Rogers Park. So the number of Balbatim in the community wanted to make a community state in the JCC here on Tui. But everyone's going to have to drive. I mean, from East Raj Park to there, they're not going to walk. So they want to make a Seder, a public Seder for a couple hundred Russians who never before saw a Seder, never saw matzahs, they noticed us, and they're all Timish and Ishbis. So they came to me, so I called the Moshe in front of them. I called the Moshe from Chicago, here from... And Ramesha said, Asa, you're not allowed to. He said, 1 second. So I pleaded, these Yidden never saw before a Seder in their life. Is this now or never? They never know what it is to be a Yid. This is the first time they see a Seder. So I started saying, but maybe there's a way to answer. He said, you know the answer to me? Frega Anderov. He says, he can't be Mata. That's what he asked me.
Huh?
The Chil Hashem. Driving on Shabbos for Seder, it's Chil Hashem.
Even though everyone knew they were
Yes, yes, it doesn't make a difference. I'm telling you, this is my fish
are
you.
Okay? Did Rav sell the comments of all the fry you did in town?
What I do is, first of all, if a fry comes and tells me I want to sell the comments, I sell the comments. Secondly,
for
What I do say, I have a Besdin, I do say what Moshe did, and also the Pesach Sifrank we mentioned just before in the Kohen Kodesh says, what you do is you're allowed to sell anyone who has shaykhis to you. Anyone shaykhis to you, either it's your shaykh or shaykhis to you, you're allowed to sell the chometz. You can't sell for the whole country because then you want to be chometz shalal pesach then. No, not be shaykh for chometz shalal pesach then. You can't do it. It has to be something that they have shaykhis to you. Okay? Why? You can't do it. You can't do it. What? And what? You're not the kaiser, just do it, that's all. Gershon, you have to give a get. You have to write, you have to say, I want you to write a get to the Shmi, the Shmo. Has to do a whole process. Yeah. Bezin is mafke. If you do the Mechir's Chometz, then the Bezin does Hefke Bezin Hefke. That's the meaning in all the country. Every Bezin does Hefke Bezin Hefke. Right.
So, now this is
a
gay also a company, right?
A gay company is also right.
Selling a company, even though they sell.
Yeah, I know. What's name? One company comes to me. What's name? How was it? One of the big companies come to me.
They sell it.
They sell the chametz to me.
Company that say don't sell it. We don't want you to sell it.
Doesn't make a difference. You sell it.
So if every basin does Hefker, basin Hefker, then how are you ever over? How much ever over?
So I said they only could say it only on something that shaykhs to. And you have business with them. Something shaykhs to. According to the Shita Zameko, why don't we say Halatera Rosh Hashanah? Why are we Isaac here in that source of Chal Shabbos over here? So it happened to be a Tuf Tamidas from Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger writes in Chayek Av to end the Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. He says the cloud that says that you say Halatera Rosh is Dafka is said only to save him from one Aveira. But however, he'll do other ways. So we're not achray for him. But if he can save him, he shouldn't be over the Eivet Kachlau, like the Chomosho or Pesach, even though he's a Rasha and he's a Chayta, still Mechoy Fi Matzahim. So speaks out to Chalkus Yankov that even if you do it, even his store is open on Pesach and he sells his Chomets. But since the stuff he doesn't sell is not over by Yerah, and also he's not marshal other people after Pesach, so in Meila, you have to do this takana to sell the chametz. And the same thing speaks out to Masham in Chelagal, Simnon Vav, and Simnon Vav. And also Masham says another reason. That sometimes you come to Mikshal Achayim, they don't say the call to Rosh Hashanah. So here, the Acharedim, they're going to come to the store not knowing that they thought he sold the chametz, he's done illegal Mechira, or Mechira was okay. They'll come after Pesach to buy from the store. So Meila, he sells them for a Mikshal. And the Chakos Yaakov is Meisef, he says, even quite the Shitas of Chamirim, that he shouldn't sell chometz of a store that's Mechal Shabbos, and he sells chometz on Pesach, they're only saying, we make the Milsa. Of his manazah, they'll all be Meida, that you have to, his manazah, you have to be Mekal in such a thing. What?
I asked for Yosef myself.
That what? That's what Tzavech, yeah? Sometimes, so that's I mentioned Machloikas, so we hold this up. Yeah, he's the Tzavech Achmed, but there are many Mekimim. Nenir Daiti, I think there's a Mokam to Mekah by store that sells the Chometz, even to open on Pesach, because the Gabe Dvorim Chamutzim that they bought for Pesach, we bought Kamashitas da Mekah, and Chometz Sha'ala Pesach. Is only time knas, which is Israel Bonan. And even even if they did buy on Pesach, even though it's not nichol in the mechira, and if they buy it after Pesach, you don't know if they bought it for Pesach. There's a suffix over here. Right? Let's say I go to the store. We know they buy some chametz on Pesach. We don't know which part they bought. Maybe it's so. There's a machlokes ha'paiskim in Arachaim Simtofim Tes if. If a sofak shechol pesach is asa banon is asa or not? The magaram says in sifkan beis sofak ala pesach is muta banon but asa bachira. But the taz argues and he says that's muta even bachira for sofak. And the same thing speaks out there the chok yankev. The same thing speaks out the shuvah dim malkiel in chirudal simir ches and the mishvur there in sifkatan. Hey, beans is machoik, it's not machriya. But in Simon Tov Mem Ches Siv Kontes Mashum Reis Neko, there's a tshuva in Erev Chashleima in Simon Reis Samach Aleph. He says the Issa Chomash on Pesach is killed from all other Surim. So Vaisa is from the Fadish Hittas that when you go by even after Pesach, you're not sure if this stuff was brought on Pesach or not. It's a suffix. So it's a suffix you have with the Simach on that you can eat it after Pesach. However, a mention from a Moshe that he's machmir to buy from this store after Pesach. The Vadai, the Zicha Mochan to Meko, the Din is better to Machma, you can buy from another place where there's no Shaila. And Poshit, the Kuliyama, that if I already bought from a store that was open on Pesach, and I bought from the store, the Zicha was to be Samechan, that you don't have to throw it into the garbage. This is the last shir until after next week there'll be a shir at Mikl Torah for men and women. At Mikl Torah 9:30 on track. The Yeshiva is Mikl Torah on Pratt Avenue.
Do you say that who's going to be obligated to add his